Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April 20th, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey. Right, Friday's action mostly positive for the indices we follow here on the video. Commodities led the way to the downside, with crude falling down 12%. Looking at that sort of role that we capture there, but then U.S. equity indexes saw the Russell 2000 up over 2%. Emerging markets and developed markets positive as well. Then also seeing even bonds and currencies positive also. But looking at the chart of crude oil, we do see a second consecutive sell signal here with that double bottom break at 87, also moving into a negative trend as it breaks down and breaks through that bullish support line. Now, at this point, we do see prices rebounding back up into the upper 80s this morning after some action in the Middle East over the weekend. But ultimately, we need to get back into the upper 90s in order to return to a buy signal at this moment in time. Looking at gold, we did see it complete a third consecutive buy signal with Friday's trading there at 4860. And as for EM and international equities, we did see EM continue higher, climbing up to 64 here within one box of that February chart high at 65. And then looking to EFA, now matching that chart high there at 104 from February with Friday's action. As for U.S. equity indexes, the Dow moved above 49,000, climbing up to 49,600. Do see some resistance here at 49,800, all-time high at 50,500. Then for the Russell 2000, saw it move to new all-time high, clearing the prior one at 2720, now rallying up to 2780 there with Friday's trading. S&P 500 climbing above 7100 for the first time, improving on that high from January at 7000. Looking at indicators, did see shorter term indicators rally up towards where we began the year. And in the case of the 10 week, we've seen it now move into the mid 60s there, still below where we started the year in the mid 70s. But seeing improvement in stocks move above their 50-day moving average. We also saw improvement on intermediate-term indicators like the bullish percents as they climbed as well. But probably some of the more notable action came from long-term indicators like the PT for the NYSE as it reversed back into X's after having been in O's since March. At this point, climbing back above that 50% mark as well, suggesting that more than half of the roughly 1,800 stocks that trade on the NYSE maintain an overall positive trend on their point figure chart. Moving on to earnings action, upcoming this week, we see GE Aerospace being one of those to highlight it. GE returned to a buy signal earlier this month, has maintained a column of X's through last week's trading. At this point, a move above 320 would be a second consecutive buy signal. See support there at 300 along with 280 and at 272. United Airlines also reporting on the 21st, that being tomorrow. UAL has given three consecutive buy signals, rallied up to 104, some resistance there at that level, but really we're looking towards those highs and the 116, 118 level as the really notable resistance for the stock. But if some develop notable support here in the lower to mid 90s as well in the upper to mid 80s for UAL, did move back into a positive trend with last week's action improving up to a 2 for 5er. Tesla also moving back into a positive trend with last week's action, and pardon me, it was week before last for United, but Tesla moving back positive trend with last week's action as it rallied above that $400 level by the end of the week. We do see some resistance there at 416, the December rally high at 496 for the stock there that you will keep an eye on as well. But current support there, could look at possible prior resistance here at 380 as a level of support, but then from there really looking down towards 340, the recent lows from earlier this month. But again, it has moved up to a 3 for 5er. Also reporting this week, American Express, AXP, reporting on the 23rd. It also moved back into a positive trend, doing so with Friday's trading. Turned to a buy signal earlier this month with that double top break there, completing a bearish signal reversal pattern. Ultimately now moving back into a positive trend, improving up to a 4 for 5er with Friday's trading. And those are just a few of the ones that we've got reporting. There's a few others you can keep an eye out for. We also have DR Horton along with Danaher Even Halliburton and Interactive Brokers reporting tomorrow, coming up on the 22nd, Boeing, GE, EVG, Vernova, along with IBM. And then on Thursday, joining American Express, we'll see Ameriprise Financial, among Dow, and even see Fiserv, along with Gilead, Hasbro, and Honeywell, kind of wrapping that group up, and Intel reporting also on Thursday. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position, feel free to give us a call back at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.